Hodder and Stoughton Audio presents The Long Way to a Small, Angry Planet by Becky Chambers. Read for you by Patricia Rodriguez. From the ground, we stand. From our ships, we live. By the stars, we hope. Exodon Proverb. Day 128, GC Standard 306. Transit. As she woke up in the pod, she remembered three things. First, she was traveling through open space. Second, she was about to start a new job, one she could not screw up. Third, she had bribed a government official into giving her a new identity file. None of this information was new, but it wasn't pleasant to wake up to. She wasn't supposed to be awake yet, not for another day at least, but that was what you got for booking cheap transport. Cheap transport meant a cheap pod flying on cheap fuel and cheap drugs to knock you out. She had flickered into consciousness several times since launch, surfacing in confusion, falling back just as she got a grasp on things. The pod was dark, and there were no navigational screens. There was no way to tell how much time had passed between each waking, or how far she'd traveled, or if she'd even been traveling at all. The thought made her anxious and sick. Her vision cleared enough for her to focus on the window. The shutters were down, blocking out any possible light sources. She knew there were none. She was out in the open now. No bustling planets, no travel lanes, no sparkling orbiters, just emptiness. Horrible emptiness, filled with nothing but herself and the occasional rock. The engine whined as it prepared for another sublayer jump. The drugs reached out, tugging her down into uneasy sleep. As she faded, she thought again of the job, the lies, the smug look on the official's face as she'd poured credits into his account. She wondered if it had been enough. It had to be. It had to. She'd paid too much already for mistakes she'd had no part in. Her eyes closed, the drugs took her. The pod, presumably, continued on.